week on Renovation Radio, we speak with Bankrate.com's Greg McBride. Greg is the Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate.com. He leads a team responsible for researching financial products, providing analytics and advice on personal finance. We talked to Greg this week about the power of the biweekly mortgage, how to build equity and pay interest, less interest over time. Renovation Radio, because everyone's work in progress. Greg McBride, welcome to Renovation Radio.
It's great to be with you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for your time. Absolutely. And before we jump into talking about biweekly mortgages, let's talk about you and your company for a second. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved with Bankrate.
Well, thank you. I'm Greg McBride. I'm the Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, which is a personal finance website and a division or wholly owned by Red Ventures out of Fort Mill, South Carolina. Been with the company over 20 years. This is my passion, personal finance and helping people make informed financial decisions. That's what I love to do. And I'm fortunate enough to get paid to do it. So it's just great. Company's grown a lot, changed a lot, had a few different owners over the years, but the mission, the dedication and the passion of the people has remained unchanged. And that's makes it a lot of fun every day.
You guys at Bankrate provide the consumer mostly for free, maybe it's all for free, an incredible amount of information out there. And that's kind of how we got put in touch. My company, Loan Depot, just took our mortgage servicing platform in-house, and we handle that inside of Loan Depot. Now it's actually Loan Depot employees. We don't outsource that portion of our business anymore. And it allowed us to offer bi-weekly mortgages. And I went to Mr. Google and typed in bi-weekly mortgage calculator, and the first thing that comes up is Bankrate. So that's very impressive.
Yeah, that's I think kind of a synopsis of what Bankrate's all about: providing the tools, the content, the calculators, we have free search engines to help people shop around and find the most competitively priced financial products. And you're right, it is. It's all out there for free. So great place to get started if you're trying to get up to speed on what you need to know to get your credit in shape or buy that first house or even looking for better ways to invest for retirement or future education needs. Calculators to help you crunch the numbers and figure out what you need to do to get from here to there. And then the search engine where you can find the best terms for that mortgage, that low rate credit card you're looking for, or just to get a better return on your savings.
Now that's awesome. So 20 years at Bankrate, your whole career has always been in personal finance?
It has, yes. I mentioned it being a passion, and it just really kind of goes back. I've always been interested in money and finances, and so I'm a financial analyst by training. I worked in lending for a few years, so I've got definitely have some experience on the liability side of the household balance sheet. But my interest was long on the asset side of the household balance sheet. So I'm a chartered financial analyst, and being able to look at both sides of the household balance sheet, what people need to do to grow and build wealth. And then on the debt side too, the good debt, the bad debt, helping people make good decisions about each of those and how to manage each appropriately.
That's awesome. Well, hey, before we get into the details on a biweekly mortgage, I thought it might be a good idea to give our listeners a little bit of background of how we came up with this the terms mortgage, what they mean. And then when we jump into biweekly mortgage, it'll make a little more sense on the power of what the consumer can actually do by structuring their payments that way. So I took Latin in high school. I still remember some of the stuff we had to memorize of studying a dead language. But you know, I'd always heard, and I've been in the mortgage business. This is my 29th year in the residential housing finance mortgage business. And I heard early on that the mortgage came from the Latin word, you know, mortis, which means, you know, death or dead. And I'd heard that they had come up with it. You know, actually, you pay till you die, right? It actually does come from that entomology, if you will. If you think about a mortuary, or you know, there's been lots of terms around mortgage that are from that Latin root. And same go. And I guess the idea is that with the term is that you've got something pledged against a debt or an obligation, and that obligation is fulfilled or put to death when the property is taken. Or the obligation is fulfilled. So that's sort of the background there. And same goes with the term amortization. You know, it also has a mort and an amortization. And the word, I guess the entomology there is, instead of paying it all off at once, you pay it off over time, sort of to deaden it over time versus paying it off all at once or in a balloon payment at the end. But as far as the actual math behind an amortization, any color from where you sit on, you know, why the interest is so front loaded in a traditional amortization schedule?
Yeah, you pay interest for the period of time that you borrow the money, and so the interest is it dominates your payment in the early stages of the loan. But that's when you owe the most money. Over time, as the balance declines, so too does the amount of interest that you pay, which means that less is going towards interest. Now more is going towards the principal, which just knocks the balance down that much more for next month to then further reduce your interest and further tilt the scales in terms of, with each progressive payment, more and more is going towards the principal, knocking the balance down faster and faster. So you're paying less and less interest, and more of each payment's going towards the principal. So now the interest is a function of the loan balance and the interest rate. So assuming that you make those regular payments on time, you'll notice it's kind of like the old seesaw, where it starts out very heavy on the interest, low on the principal, and with each payment, it's just kind of, you know, the interest is coming down, the principal's coming up. And that's the whole idea of, you know, a lot of times people pay ahead on the mortgage is they want to speed that process up. They want to get more of that balance paid down to reduce their interest and really accelerate the process of getting the loan paid off.
That's great. That makes perfect sense. Appreciate that explanation. So in the U.S., we have a unique system with mortgages that has a pretty interesting background. You know, the predominant mortgage right now is a fully prepayable fixed rate mortgage, which is supported by an extremely liquid secondary mortgage market. But it wasn't always that way. Maybe early, you know, back up 100 years or so, maybe right after the Civil War in the U.S., if you wanted to finance a house, you're talking about a very sizable down payment. Roughly 50% amortization didn't accrue at all. It was basically a balloon payment. It was that you had to come up with the money when the balloon was due, or perhaps extend the term to the balloon if the bank liked you. And then if you couldn't come up with the balloon at the end, the bank would claim your property. So tough from a liquidity standpoint on the front and the backside, if you didn't have a good savings plan to, you know, make arrangements to take care of that balloon at the end. And then right in the middle of the Great Depression in the mid-30s, FHA was created, the Federal Housing Authority was created, and they created some longer terms, 15 and 30-year terms, lower down payment options, higher leverage. They instilled amortization and also a collateral review system, that parts of that still exist today, especially on the VA lending side of things. And then later in that decade, Fannie Mae was created to establish a secondary market for mortgages, create the idea of securitization, spreading the credit risk across a wider group of states and municipalities, where lending was very localized. Prior to the establishment of secondary mortgage markets, it could spread the risk around a little bit, and standardization that came through Fannie Mae. And then what we have today is an extremely liquid secondary mortgage market, perhaps the most liquid in the world. If you go to other countries other than the U.S. and you want to finance a house, you're talking about larger down payments. They don't have mortgage insurance, for instance, like we have here. You're talking about, if you want a fixed rate, you're talking about prepayment penalties. We're probably doing a balloon or an arm similar to what we had maybe 100 or so years ago in the U.S. So I think the understanding, I guess, the origins of how amortization works and the math behind how amortization works, I think, is really key to unlocking the value of how a biweekly mortgage works. So Greg, could you take a minute or two and sort of just give us your best definition of a biweekly mortgage?
Yeah, a traditional mortgage, as we think of it, much like a car loan or a lot of other obligations, are keyed around this idea of monthly payments. You make one payment every month. That doesn't always line up with how often people are paid. And so the concept of the biweekly mortgage is you make half of your monthly payment every 2 weeks. And this benefits accumulate over time, because one half payment every 2 weeks comes out to be more than 12 monthly payments. That you've got 26 half payments over the course of a year. That's equivalent to 13 rather than 12 full monthly payments. So you're making that extra payment a year, and you're also paying it down more quickly by virtue of making a payment every 2 weeks as opposed to once per month. I mentioned that the interest is based on the loan balance you have and the interest rate. Well, if you're paying down that balance more quickly by making a payment every 2 weeks as opposed to once a month, you're paying that down a little bit quicker. Not only that repetition of every 2 weeks, but so too the fact that over the course of a year's time, you're making the equivalent of 13 payments rather than 12.
So on a typical, if a consumer home buyer did that on a typical 30-year fixed rate mortgage, and they did, where they're at, if they pay it in full over the amortization schedule, they would, it would take them 30 years to get the loan paid off. If they did that, set up their payments that way, by your estimate, how much faster would they pay off the loan?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I mean, if you have we're talking about a $300,000 loan at a fixed rate of 4%, your traditional monthly mortgage payment, as you said, it's going to take you 360 or 30 years worth of those monthly payments, and your total interest cost is going to be over $215,000. If instead you go with that biweekly payment, and you're making half of the monthly payment and doing that every 2 weeks, you're paying that off a little more than 4 years earlier. So you pay it off in a little under 26 years, and the interest savings amounts to $35,000 during that period of time.
That's impressive. So really, from a budgeting standpoint, really no impact to your monthly budget, because most companies pay on a biweekly format. And I guess the way the payments work, twice a year, roughly, you have an extra paycheck with nothing to do with it. In this case, you're going to save $35,000 in your example, really by doing nothing extra to your budget.
Yeah, so this lines up with people that are paid every other week, and it fits in very seamlessly in that way. And I think that's one of the sort of points you have to evaluate is, is that something that's going to work for your budget? If you're paid twice a month instead of every other week, that's a different story. People often conflate the two, but that's different. If you're paid on the 15th and the 30th of every month, that's different. I mean, you might still be able to make that work just fine, but it's not exactly the same thing if you're only paid once a month. you know, again, making a half payment every 2 weeks might not work so well. But for those that get paid every 2 weeks, being able to make half of a mortgage payment every time they get paid accelerates that process. We talked about the interest savings, how you pay it off faster, but you know, you're also building equity at a faster rate. It can get you to the point where you, if you had mortgage insurance, you can get that equity sooner to get that mortgage insurance removed.
Absolutely. And that's a great point with the equity. So if you had to, for whatever reason, if you wanted to buy a different house or you got transferred or you had to sell your house for whatever reason, you'd have more at the closing because of the using the biweekly plan. And it does feel like, in a way, it sets up a household for maybe a more consistent savings pattern, because a mortgage payment for many families is 20, 30 or more percent of the of your pre-tax income. So that's a pretty large check to write in one check every month, but doing it in two checks kind of, maybe it kind of spreads out the cash outlays from a household and really sets you up in a better position to build net worth for the household by having a more consistent savings pattern, not having those chunky outlays of cash every month.
Yeah, that is the biggest obligation for the majority of households that if they have a mortgage, that's their biggest expense. And even for those that aren't homeowners, rent is their biggest monthly expense. So, the ability to break that up and align that with your pay periods can be advantageous. You mentioned how it's a savings program. I also see how that might line up nicely for somebody who, maybe has a tendency to live, paycheck to paycheck and wants to better align their bills with their pay schedule so that they can stay current, stay on time. That lumpy one big payment every month may throw a wrinkle in things. How often have you heard somebody say, rent's due this week, or, same thing for, new homeowners as well, that big monthly payment once a month it makes budgeting a bit of a challenge. And so biweekly is a consideration that helps in those instances.
Now I think that's a good point. I think back to my first house, my wife and I were both working at the time, and it took both of our jobs, it took for our mortgage payment, and it was not a fancy house by any means, it was our first house. It took both of our paychecks, post-tax plus part of another one of mine, to make the mortgage payment on a monthly basis. And so, there wasn't a whole lot left after that, for groceries and gas, and that chunkiness, that lumpiness of it, especially for us being first time home buyers. And we had mortgage insurance as well. It really made it tough, to get used to writing that large check once a month.
Yeah. And then, that also was, I think, leads to sort of the flip side consideration too, in that, if your budget is very tight, if those payments are really large and chew a big hole in your budget, maybe the biweekly mortgage isn't going to be your best option, because maybe there are other fish to fry, financially speaking. If you have other high cost debt, if you don't have much of an emergency savings cushion, if you're not saving for retirement at a good rate, if you're not saving 10 or 15% of your income for retirement, those are probably priorities that you want to put above paying down a low fixed rate obligation. And so while the biweekly mortgage payment will work very, very well for some people, you have to look at your overall financial picture and see if it's works well and is really in the best course given your overall financial situation.
So really, you're just talking about opportunity cost there. If you are a consistent saver, or maybe you've got other high cost debt, that makes perfect sense to pay off those things first, and then move to work on the mortgage later once those things are better and under control.
Yeah, tying up more of your wealth in equity. I mean, it's great to build equity. That's the wealth of your home, but just as you want to diversify among your investments, you don't want all of your wealth tied up into your home, because you can't get to it if you need it. You know, money in the bank will pay the bills, but home equity will not. And so you have to balance the two. You have to build emergency savings. You have to be saving for retirement at the same time that you're managing debt, pay off those high cost obligations of credit cards or other high rate debts. And the low rate debts like mortgages, that might be a lower priority. And as you get, stabilized financially, maybe that becomes something that you then can focus on because you've checked those other boxes. At Bankrate, we see a pretty broad example of how people manage their finances. And in many cases, they're undersaved for emergencies and undersaved for retirement. And so in that instance, you want to be devoting cash flow to those things as opposed to accelerating the payment of a low fixed rate, probably your lowest rate obligation.
Makes perfect sense. So let's talk about the mechanics. In your experience, how does the consumer typically set up the biweekly payments? How does it work?
I've seen this work a couple of different ways. You know, we mentioned earlier how the benefit of making this biweekly is that you're making the equivalent of 13 full payments every year. And so I want to come back to that because I mentioned I've seen this work a couple of different ways. Sometimes it is pitched to the borrower. Hey, we offer this biweekly payment program. Just sign here and pay this amount of money and we'll get you going. And I think that's, you want to avoid that situation where you're having to pay to set up this type of program because you can accomplish much the same on your own. You make an extra payment once per year that gets you to those 13 payments a year, or you tack on an additional principal only payment equal to 1/12 of your payment every single month. That gets you to that 13th payment a year. And you can do those things for free without charge, as long as your loan doesn't have a prepayment penalty. And most of those, given our broad and deep secondary market, do not have prepayment penalties. In an ideal circumstance, this is something that you can set up with your lender or your loan servicer that there's not a charge. And that another key ingredient is, do you accept partial payments? Some lenders won't accept anything less than a full payment. And so the by making half of a payment every 2 weeks isn't going to work. They're just going to sit on that half payment until the other half comes in 2 weeks later. That's not going to benefit you. So you want to make sure that the lender is able to accept the biweekly payment schedule, will post them accordingly on that schedule, and is not going to charge you a fee for the privilege.
I think that's great advice. That's great advice. You don't have to have an official plan to set this up on your own. A couple of key things you said there was making it part of an overall financial plan and being intentional about it is huge for building household net worth as well. So, but just simple math. Let's just say your monthly payment is $2,000, and that comprises your principal interest. Let's say you're escrowing as well. So you're going to include, perhaps your insurance and taxes also in that payment. Do you see folks really just taking the portion that's going towards principal and interest and dividing that in half? Is that typical what you see, or is it the entire mortgage payment?
It's the principal and interest. That's where the benefit comes. So, you want to be diligent about making sure that that's the part that you're cutting in half and paying every 2 weeks. The biweekly payment schedule puts you ahead of schedule and paying down the loan balance faster. If you're doing the same thing with your escrow payments, you're going to overpay into your escrow account each year. So, maybe you set it up where if your loan is being escrowed, that the usual monthly escrow payment is taken with one of those two payments, but then the other biweekly payment is just one half of the principal and interest.
Principal and interest.
Monthly payment.
So let's say your principal and interest was let's just say in my simple example, $2,000, and you set it up to pay $1,000 every 2 weeks. And then basically the mortgage company, the mortgage servicer is going to go ahead. Will they immediately apply the first $1,000 payment to the principal balance? Is that an accurate statement?
No, they typically, you pay the interest first.
Okay.
But because it's only been 2 weeks since your last payment, less of that payment is going to be chewed up by interest because you've only had 2 weeks, not a whole month, since the previous payment. So less is going to be chewed up by interest, and more will then go towards the principal, which then reduces the balance. And therefore, 2 weeks later, when you send the next payment, not only has it just been 2 weeks since you made a payment, so not much interest has accumulated, but the interest is being calculated against a lower balance because you had that principal applied to it 2 weeks ago. And so you can see, you know, how this is something that can really start to snowball for you in a good way by accelerating the pay down of the balance and reducing the amount of interest that's being charged with each payment.
It just shows the power of the product and you know, again, making it part of an overall financial plan, making the mortgage in your house part of an overall financial plan, and making those intentional decisions on how to spend those cash flows. Now that's awesome.
And you know, using the example you'd had, Mark, where the $2,000 monthly payment and principal and interest, and the biweekly payment would involve paying $1,000 every 2 weeks. In this example, you can see easily the benefit of this biweekly payout, because if you're making $2,000 payment once a month over the course of the year, you're going to pay $24,000 into that loan,
right,
both principal and interest. If you're making a $1,000 payment every 2 weeks, that's $26,000 you paid in. So already you can see that you're putting in a little bit extra, paying that down a little bit faster. And then also just the biweekly cadence limits how much interest is being or how much of each payment is being consumed by interest, because it's only been 14 days since your previous payment.
No, it's just really the power of compounding in reverse in terms of how interest is charged and how you pay for interest, and you're building equity faster, paying less interest over time, and possibly, depending on how you're paid from your company, or how you pay yourself if you're self-employed, really setting yourself up for a nice, consistent savings pattern, to be intentional about how you do your household budget. So I think there's tons of benefits to consider with the biweekly payments, and see if it's a good fit for your household budget.
Yeah, try it on. And I mentioned staying away from the any fees that the lender charges, and really being locked into a given schedule. The biweekly works really well when you're paid every other week, but it won't work as well if you change jobs and now you're paid once a month. So retaining flexibility, maybe you want to make those biweekly payments, but retain the flexibility that if money gets tight for some reason, you can either discontinue that, go back to regular monthly payments if your pay schedule changes, that kind of thing. Or if other financial priorities arise and all of a sudden you're like, okay, maybe prepaying the mortgage isn't our biggest concern right now. We want to focus our cash flow on something else. Not being locked into something that you're paying the privilege for, and having the flexibility to change course as need be, I think that's beneficial as well.
Yeah, so that's a good reminder. So really, the bottom line is there's no reason for the consumer to sign anything, pay anything extra, other than making the payments match up with how they're paid from their company, and just doing it twice a month and half instead of once a month. So I think that's important for the consumers, is that you can achieve this on your own. Don't need to sign anything to make this happen or pay anything.
Yeah, just make sure the lender is willing to accept less than full payments and that they will be posting them right away. That's how you're going to get the benefit of that biweekly payment plan.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Greg, I appreciate it. Take some time out today to talk to us at Renovation Radio. Let's hear a little bit more about Bankrate.com. How can folks find you? How can folks find Bankrate? Social media handles, websites, anything else you want to tell us about Bankrate.com?
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Bankrate.com, just a wealth of content, tools, and calculators across the personal finance spectrum. So we've talked about mortgages today, but we do have content that really stretches sideline to sideline in the realm of personal finance. So regardless of what part of your financial journey you're on, we have regular articles being published to the site that can help you know what you need to know and get the best deal. So I invite everyone to check that out. That's bankrate.com. Everything we have on the site, free to the consumer. We do the comparison shopping for you. So if you're looking for a loan or a particular financial product, we've done that comparison shopping for you. We give you the ability to do a side-by-side apples to apples comparison and see what is best for you. We do have a Facebook group called Bankrate Insiders. You're welcome to join there. A lot of great discussion among the many members about various aspects of finance. Follow us on social media, Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bankrate Greg. That's Bankrate and then G-R-E-G. It's always great to interact with the consumers that come to our site for information. We hope you'll check us out and reach out to us. Let us know where you are in your financial journey, how you're using Bankrate, and what else we can do to help you on that pathway.
Well, Greg, man, I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for your passion to the consumer, and thank you for being a part of Renovation Radio.
Thanks so much, Mark. My pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to the Renovation Radio podcast. Please help the show by following us and rating us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please help us spread the word by sharing our podcast on your social media. The views, information, and opinions expressed on Renovation Radio are solely those of the individuals involved. Renovation Radio, because we're all a work in progress.